Welcome in. In this lesson, we're building an Amen style intro with Real Pirate Radio Energy inside Ableton Live 12. Not just a drum loop, but a pressure system. Raw, looping, a little unstable and focused on making the drop feel inevitable. Think of the intro as a broadcast warming up. You want one element that feels locked in, one that feels like it's slipping around a little, and one that feels like it's about to arrive. If everything is aggressive at the same level, the intro loses its story. So we're going to stack the parts with intention and keep the tension moving. Start by loading one or two reference tracks into Ableton and looping just the intro sections. Pick tracks that live in the same world. Dark Rollers, Jungle Revival, Pirate Radio Style DNB, anything with chopped breaks and atmosphere. Don't start with the drop. Listen to how long the intro stays sparse, when the break opens up, where the vocal or FX cues land, and how the energy escalates over 8 or 16 bars. That's your target shape. Set your tempo around 170 to 174 BPM. Then make two groups, one for your drum intro and one for atmos and bass tees. That keeps the session organized and helps you think like an arranger instead of just a loop builder. Now for the backbone, the Amen break. For advanced control, put it on an audio track instead of only inside a sampler. That gives you tighter warp and chop control. Use Beats Warp mode if you want the transients to stay punchy and tight. Then slice the break into short pieces, including 1/8 and 1/16 style fragments, plus a few transient-based edits. Here's the key move. Don't just keep adding. Make variations by removing little pieces. Duplicate the clip, then take out a few ghost hits or hats in each pass. That way the pattern evolves without losing the Amen swing. You're preserving the identity of the break while changing the phrasing. As you build the pattern, keep the kick and snare relationship readable. Even if you're chopping heavily, the listener should still feel the backbeat. A great pirate radio intro can be messy on the surface, but underneath, the phrase still makes sense instantly. For processing, use saturator before drum bus if you want some harmonic dirt, then follow with drum bus for punch and glue. Keep the drive moderate, maybe around 10 to 25%, and use crunch only as much as needed. If the break starts sounding too polite, that's when a little extra edge helps. But watch the low mids. If things get muddy around 180 to 350 HC, clean it up with a EQ8. Now add a second rhythmic layer. This is where the intro starts to feel like a system coming alive instead of a single loop. Duplicate the break and high-pass the copy aggressively so it only contributes top-end texture. Or use very short hats, rides, or even a synthetic noise burst with operator or wavitable. Keep that layer lighter, brighter, and a little more unstable. It should feel like motion blur around the main break, not a second lead drum. A subtle trick here is to slightly offset or pan the texture layer, so the top end feels wide while the low end stays solid. The point is not loudness. The point is density and movement. Next, build the low end tees. You do not need the full drop bass yet. You just need a hint of weight underneath the intro. An operator signed sub works great if you want something pure and minimal. A wavitable or analog Reese tease works if you want a filtered bass presence that hints at the drop without revealing it. Keep the sub simple, one or two notes, long and minimal, often on the root. If the intro includes low drum content, sidechain it lightly so it breathes. Keep the pure sub mono. If you're using a more textured bass tease, low pass it hard and automate the cutoff over the intro so it slowly opens up. That slow reveal is pure anticipation. A really effective move is call and response. Let the break phrase answer the bass tease, then let the bass tease answer the drums. For example, a short low glide can appear after a snare accent, then vanish before the next downbeat. That makes the intro feel scripted rather than looped. Now bring in the pirate radio identity. This is where the intro becomes memorable. Load a vocal fragment or station ID style sample into simpler in slice mode, or place it directly on an audio track and chop it by hand. Keep it sparse. One short phrase every couple of bars can hit harder than constant vocal chatter. Process the vocal or radio fragment with EQ8 to remove low end, then add a touch of saturator for grit. Echo can add great space if you keep the repeats filtered and controlled. A short reverb with low end filtered out can give it that broadcast haze. You can also automate a bandpass filter for old radio style moments. The goal is character, not clutter. Now we shape motion with automation. This is where the loop turns into a real intro. Open the breaks filter slowly over time. Increase drum bus drive a little as the intro builds. Automate reverb sends so a phrase blooms for a moment and then pulls back. Raise the bass tease cutoff gradually. Widen only the upper layers, never the sub. A strong arrangement might start dark and filtered for the first four bars, Then open up a bit by bars 5 to 8. In bar 7 or 15, cut the drums for a half bar or a full bar stop. That kind of micro drop is perfect for pirate radio energy. It creates that feeling of broadcast instability, like the signal is slipping and then snapping back in. You can also do a fake drop. Pull the bass out. Leave one vocal shard and a hat tail, maybe a short reverb swell, and then bring the full groove back one beat later. That little deception makes the real drop feel much bigger. Once the parts are working, group them and bus process with care. On the drum bus, a glue compressor can add a little cohesion, but don't flatten the groove. A couple dB of gain reduction is usually enough. Then drum bus can add more harmonics and urgency. On the Atmos and Bass Tees bus, use EQ to keep the low mids clean, and use saturation lightly if you want extra grime. Keep an eye on the master level too. The intro should have headroom. It should feel energetic without being slammed. If the intro is already too loud and compressed, the drop won't land as hard. Let the dynamic range do some of the work. For arrangement, think in clear phrase blocks. Bars 1 to 4 are identity, break, atmosphere, minimal bass hint. Bars 5 to 8 are energy rise, more detail, a vocal cue, bass tease. Bars 9 to 12 are tension, maybe a fill, a dropout, a wider FX moment. Bars 13 to 16 are pre-drop lock-in, clear the clutter, leave a final hook or a stop, then let the drop hit. If you want a DJ-friendly version, keep one section a bit cleaner and more stable so it mixes in easily. If you want a more aggressive promo version, go for a tighter, faster impact shape. Making two versions of the same intro is often a smart move. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overfill the amen and erase the swing. Don't bury the kick and snare under too much FX. Don't let the sub and break low mids fight each other. Don't widen the low end. And don't forget the tension curve. A pirate radio intro lives on escalation, contrast, and return. Sometimes a half bar of near silence hits harder than another full bar of drums. If the loop starts feeling too clean, resample it. Bounce the whole stack to audio, then rechop it. That often gives you a more unified grime than endlessly tweaking separate layers. You can also duplicate the drum bus. Crush the copy with saturation and drum bus, and blend it quietly underneath for parallel aggression. Here's a simple practice move you can use right away. Build a 4-bar mini intro. Version 1 is sparse, mostly kick and snare identity. Version 2 is denser, with ghost hats and a fill. Add a sign sub note on the tonic for bars 3 and 4 only. Drop in one vocal chop on the last beat of bar 4. Put drum bus on the break, saturator on the sub, and automate a low-pass filter opening across the 4 bars. Then bounce it to audio and listen in mono. If it feels like the intro is pulling into a drop, instead of just repeating a loop, you're doing it right. So the big idea is simple. Stack the MN intro like a broadcast, building pressure. Tight break edits, disciplined low end, filtered bass tees, sparse vocal identity, and automation that keeps the energy moving. Raw, urgent, a little unstable, but still clean enough to drop into a modern Ableton arrangement. That's the Pirate Radio code. Now let's make it hit.